HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the morning sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go. It's going to be warm. It's going to be 98 degrees. Perfect today for everybody who's interested in being outside. Welcome our overnight girl back. Everything's falling in place again. Brett's home. It's nice to see him back and not Jeremy, which was getting tedious and cumbersome. But there's Brett again. Third shifters are happy. Everybody's waking up a little bit better. Thank you, Brett, for not dying on your vacation to Chicago. Brett, no announcements, no rings, no nothing. Okay, just making sure
you didn't
go off, get engaged, or do anything crazy.
He got a little chubbier from all that pizza.
Well, we went back and hung out with a bunch of Italians in Chicago. Chubby isn't up. That's
back
not nice.
For some just, business.
That's not nice. He came back fat. It wasn't nice of you. Don't patronize the man. He's fat now, and he's got a lot of work to do. But welcome home. Brett's home. I love it. Boy, oh boy, yesterday, our death pool will die before the people on it will die.
I don't even remember, like, how much it was.
Yeah, it was like $100 per old man and then $500 for anybody under the age of 30. And we drew them out of hats. And Brady was the first one that had somebody die, Don Rickles, and that was like 2.5 years ago. And we all kicked in on that. And then he drew again and got Bieber, which is a great get because it's a huge payday if he dies. And it started looking good for you for a little while.
Bieber's
still
going.
Again
now.
I know, but that, you know, you never know.
Is this written down somewhere?
Toledo's got it all on a thing.
It's on a parchment.
I have a couple of good ones because I got Bill Cosby. I thought for sure that would, but he's happier in jail than he was out of jail. I don't know. He's got a new lease on life. I'm like, I don't know how this is. You had Wes Scantlin when he was like digging around for food in the garbage, and Eric had the 1976 presidential ticket of Carter Mondale, which we thought that was great because Eric drew Carter when Carter had brain cancer at age 90. Oh,
I think I was like, you know, running around. Yeah, I was dancing around. Like,
mother got better from brain cancer at 90.
That was years ago.
4 years ago. So yesterday, Jimmy's like, oh, better from brain cancer, going to go out and hunt turkeys. He was going to go outside hunt turkeys, and he fell down. Yeah, he broke his hip. He fell down hunting turkeys. Now, broken hips take old people out almost. It's got to be like a 90% rate of, your hip broke, grandpa's gone. That's an infection. The surgery rarely goes well. It's like when your dog's like 14 years old, and they're like, we could do a surgery. We're not sure they'd make it through on small stuff. Like, they won't even clean a dog's teeth. That's kind of what it's like being 90 and human. It's like they don't really want to put you under because you come back worse for wear. And they don't like dropping you. Like, 94, he's going in for hip surgery. They're like, and I text yesterday immediately. I'm like, Jimmy Carter's down. It is the bet may actually have something here. Hips take out old people like crazy. And then I read a report that says Jimmy's body is in perfect condition for a surgery at 94.
Thanks to Mighty Putty.
I don't know what patched. He's made of. He's peanut shells and Mighty Putty. The
son
man is
bitch.
Unreal. So I was excited there for a little while. And plus the funerals, the presidential funerals while Trump is president. Clinton's not allowed to look at Melania. Hillary won't look at Trump. The Obamas are just there like, ugh. Bush is making jokes because he gets it. He like looks around. This is great. These people are going to fight.
Here's some candy.
I painted a picture of all you guys in a scrum. It's nuts because you look down that line. You could clearly tell at George Sr.'s funeral that Bill was not allowed to look at Melania. That was placed on the table way, but you look at her, and I swear to God, when we go home, I'm going to castrate you. I'm not going to look at her. I swear to God, she's if it happens, it's an accident.
I think everything
with women and you is an accident.
Hillary, you've been making that threat for 40 years. Bring it.
But at the same time,
again?
He can't have, well, now it doesn't matter.
That's true.
The optics of him just peeking over.
Right.
Like at the peak. If he shakes hands with her and does whatever, but if he gets caught peeking, it's over.
And he looks awkward because he has that perma smile going on. Because
he's always biting that bottom lip like he's just about to tug it. Should I leave it alone? I'm in public. He's always just, And you know if the internet would just destroy him if they caught a side-eye glance of Melania. Well, Melania bends over to pick her purse up or something like that.
She'll do it on purpose.
Crap. She just got in my line of sight, Hillary, I swear to God. But, yeah, he's not allowed to look. So, you know, as horrible as it is, he's 94. Let's not get too crazy. I look forward to presidential funerals at this point, and I think that hip's got him. But I don't want to pay Eric so much as I just want to jumpstart our death pool. It has been a complete waste. I thought this thing would just be one after another. After we had 90-year-olds. We had an 80-year-old superstar going to jail as I was bugging out of his head like it didn't want to live with him anymore. Cosby, I thought, that's it. He's under the most stress ever. He's happier in prison. So all of our guys got better. So the best thing you can be is on the morning sickness death pool. You'll recover. I think it cures diseases. It cured brain cancer in a 90-year-old. But not the hips. Hips are different. Hips. That's when you know it's all over. So we'll see if Jimmy can make it. But Eric, I'm sort of actually just rooting for the death pool to get life again, so to speak.
Where is Walter Mondale? Does anybody
know? I don't know. I actually wondered that the other day, yesterday, when it was, maybe Mondale's on there. Maybe he died and nobody even announced it. I don't even know if Walter
Mondale.
He's 91. All right. Well, there he sits.
I'm looking him up right now.
I'm with you. I think
Walter will be at the funeral, too.
Dead somewhere.
Will he get a mention, even?
He'll get mentioned. I mean, he was the VP. He ran for president. He was soundly drubbed. He died in 1984 when Reagan beat him like 3,000-0. It was like the Electoral College. He had like 10. I almost beat him.
Oh, look, Cosby's working out in prison.
You mentioned Cosby and World Star Hip Hop. It's all over it.
They've been stuffing his weird-eyed head
on Rock's body,
top right? of massive bodies. He's loving it. He's holding court, joking around with the guys and stuff. They like him in there.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's going to do well.
He's protected.
No major diseases. He's got that glaucoma thing or that eye disease.
It always helps being the funny guy in, you know,
situations. I guess.
Tommy Chong says it's not that bad.
Tommy Chong did
go
to the bad boy.
He's a hero. He goes in there a hero.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's the pot guy, and most people are in there for pot.
They're going to kill the chomos, and they're going to, you know, praise Tommy Chong.
You would think Bill Cosby would have a group of people like, not cool, Cliff, not cool. But no, evidently they all love him for knocking women out and playing with them. It's a weird thing. So Jimmy Carter's, he's on. So I guess we're close to that. And then, you know, people doing weird things. This guy yesterday, I was watching the news, and this guy was driving through Eloy, Arizona, just tooling around, gets pulled over, and cops are like, sir? Oh, my God, is that your wife? Uh-huh. How long has she been deceased, sir? A few days. Okay. Oh, what happened? Great. She died in the Texas hotel on our trip, and I just taken her to the next place. And you're in Eloy, Arizona. The next place from Texas was? I'm just going to get her back. Got to get her. I'm just keeping her for a little while.
Wrong turn.
Yeah, I just didn't know what I'm keeping her. So
him get away with that, right? Age lets him get
he's
away
70.
With that, right?
He's not that old.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's old, but he's not that old. It's definitely one of those things where he had his wits about him. He's still making the trip. And it made me wonder, because the news kind of alluded to the idea that he'd had her around for a few days, what else he's done as a one last thing, speaking of Cosby. He'd strap her up. His wife was a little older than him, 74. Strap her up in the passenger seat. Take her to the next destination. They had this plan. They're from Oklahoma.
Free Mother's Day meal.
Yeah, they're from Oklahoma. So whatever. Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe he propped her up at a place and got, is there big? She's not going to eat much. So what do you get a free Mother's Day for a corpse?
He feeds off it.
Yeah, I guess he gets. It's still a BOGO. I mean, you still got to pick his up, right?
Well, he can get
he gets a two for himself. Yeah, he gets to eat her meal.
Appetizer or something.
And she'll have the small stack and some bacon. You're going to eat that, aren't you, sir? Oh, no, no. She's famished. You can see she can barely keep her eyes open. So it was turned over to the Pinal County Medical Examiner's Office to see why she died. My guess is old and creepy husband. And he's booked. He's going to jail now. And I don't know if that's... Like, if he killed her, that's one thing. Is grieving miserable husband who can't let go a crime? I mean, can't you forgive that? I know it's creepy.
There's a couple of,
and
I think
weird.
You have some a couple of days of...
Like, you can drive your wife's body around for a few days and still get away with it for being a loop, right?
Put it in your case. Your uncle was a little bit old and your aunt didn't want to let go, right? What if she was driving around with him?
I don't know. She still wanted to go to the hospital, though. I mean,
oh, she did?
She wasn't like, I'm not going to go on a roadie with him. She did some weird stuff to his corpse in front of us because we were like, all right,
I promised
stop
her we'd finish
that.
This trip.
Yeah, stop touching that. You can't. I get it. Like if you're so attached and your wife and you You're like, oh my God, I wanted to be with you this whole week of, you know, of whatever we're doing. I'll take you on the trip anyway.
I told you I was going to show you Eloy.
You're going to go to Eloy, lady. Now, if it turns out he killed her, that's a different story. But, I mean, we have different degrees of murder. You can have some mourning issues. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often that people don't, you know, just hang out with the dead body for a few days. But I think their worry is that it's going to fall apart. If you ever moved a dead thing, they don't move the same. And then when they start stiffening up, it gets real weird. So
at least Tupper. You know, Tupper up.
Maybe that's what he kept her in the car. He had a nice little, like, a, keep a Tupper of water in the back and the heat on so it stays humid and her body doesn't tighten up as quickly. It's still got some mobility. But, yeah, it would had to be the, she had to be the shape of the passenger seat after, like, a day and a half. It doesn't take long. Rigor mortis is, like, a couple hours.
Right, and then just if there's bumps in the road and stuff, does that mean releases are happening?
Oh, that's true, too. At first, until she's empty. You think of her taking dumps. Either way, I'm going to give the guy a pass until we find out whether or not he killed her. It is weird, though. And poor, you know, the guy nobody's talking about is the poor officer in Eloy. Just a traffic stop. He looks at it. Ugh, I got to clean this up? Freak. And that's how the old man goes out. Think of that, Brady. You and Ronnie are on a road trip. She dies. You keep her around for a couple days because you just can't let go. Your heart is tied to her, and you just cannot let go. You don't know what else to do. You just want to spend time with what's left of her. And then the next thing you see is from the back of a squad car through that waffle glass, your wife's passenger-shaped body being tugged out of a car and thrown in the back of a truck and gone forever. That's it. Then you're done, and you got to spend the next few days trying to explain what the hell happened. While they embalm her, take her out, and send her home. You have nothing to do with the last couple hours. Her body is in other hands. Ew. That's why I don't think you should ever be with someone the whole way. You shouldn't be that close at the end, I don't think. Because Bunny and Torp are going to have a hard time letting go, you know. Torp's going to, well, maybe not. Bunny will get rid of them pretty quick, right?
They said they're going to go to the basement and die in each other's arms.
Oh, like
house collapse.
Aunt Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. After he stabs off one of the, like the guy, that Ray guy across the street comes over for one last attempt at Bunny's love.
Been dealing with his whole life.
Long time, yeah. And find out they're brother and sister. It'll be interesting to go to that funeral.
Brother. I'm the man that killed Ray.
Yeah. I'm the man what killed Torp Bogan.
Torp Bogan, yeah.
There's a news thing last night, too, about... It was pathetic. It was a national story on the local news, but they did a thing about people may be regretting naming their daughters Khaleesi. 859 people over the last 3 years have named their daughter Khaleesi. Last year, in fact, it was like 800 people named their daughter Khaleesi or Daenerys. And so they went through South Chicago and interviewed people who were mothers of the dragon mother. And all of them were like, I don't think it's going to be a problem. They were like, what happens if she turns bad? Because they hadn't spoiled it yet. So go, oh, it won't be any big deal. Besides, it's like the cultural phenomenon. My friend named his dog Newman the last year of Seinfeld. And the dog lived 15 years. And nobody knows why his name is Newman at the end. It's like, what in the world? Hello, Newman. It's like the joke is way old now. You can't do that.
Christopher's dad has a dog named Newman.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
And it lasts forever. You can't do your kids' names after cultural phenomena. Remember all the Carmellos that popped up about 12, 13 years ago?
We saw and
he turned out to be okay. Yeah, there was a Carmelo in Toledo that, like, he got drafted.
At Dick's.
And we're at Dick's, and this baby was crying. Like, Carmelo, quiet down. I'm like, he got drafted a week ago.
Right.
You're just a huge Syracuse fan. That's a risk. You haven't even, like, there's, you know, if you named your it's one thing if you name it, like, Aaron. After your favorite Aaron Hernandez, after your favorite football player, and then you know you can just deny that. But if you named him Aaron Hernandez Johnson, it's a lot to live up to. Don't name your kid after cultural phenomenons. That's it.
Anybody go with Joffrey or
King Joffrey or
Ramsey? I guess Ramsey's pretty.
Dickon.
Reek. That'd be a good one.
Stop it, dude. Just have been. I'm not too worried about a kid who's named after a cultural phenomenon because his parents aren't paying attention to him that long anyway.
You're on.
Yeah, he's going to have a rough life no matter what. Richard Nixon Taylor. Why did you do this to your child? He was a great president for the first few years. You just can't. You can't do it. So have some like family. If you're going to name something after something, have somebody in your family that you name him after, not some It could be a heel turn. I'm sure wrestlers have had this problem for years, naming their kids after wrestlers. It's my boy Sting. Okay. After the Police? No! The WWF, back in the day when it meant something! And your child is now named Sting forever, even though he kind of faded away and is forgotten. It'd never be forgotten in this house! Clean your room, Sting! It's my boy The Rock and Sting. Yeah, I'm not, those kids aren't going to be too good anyway. You just don't have that. And if there's a Daenerys, I think you can get away with that. Khaleesi's going to be a tough one. That's always going to be a reminder of.
Jamie, yeah. Always safe.
Jamie's safe. Either side, boy, girl, always safe. But you want to go down the road of, you know, you got Jon Snow. You could have named Jon Snow. Sansa is even safe unless she goes bananas too.
You could get creative with the middle names because, you know, you sure. Can just not use it.
Nobody cares about that except Brady. That's his middle name. And he was named after, I don't know what.
Mike Brady.
Was it? The one of the, before the show even started, your dad knew he liked that a lot. That's pretty good. Who are you named after? That is kind of a
I don't know. Name. My mom, questions. I think, liked that name.
David?
No, Brady, the Brady part. Because they the named Brady him part. David Brady and said, never call him David, though.
That name shall never be spoken.
Yeah. We'll give strange. Him a first name of David, but Brady is what we shall call him. Well, wouldn't that make that your first name? Were you Brady from right off?
Right from the...
Why didn't they just name you Brady?
Why didn't they
I don't know.
Brady? Why don't
I've
you ask
them.
Any questions about your life?
I have asked them.
And they don't know either.
I don't know.
Were they drunk that day?
What? They said, I don't
Wait,
know.
Your parents aren't sure they why they
felt,
named you this?
You know, they said it's David Brady. They already had it down. Yeah. And they're like, he's more of a Brady. At, whatever that's supposed to
Well, then
to
switch it.
It was already written.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can do now. It's in ink.
Can't stop a moving train.
Anyway, we were going to call you David, but we changed our minds that day. And then we just decided to call you Brady. That's your middle name. And Brady has to have some significance, too. Like that just didn't come out of nowhere. They knew a Brady, or that's you're named after your dad's college buddy. Tommy,
former boyfriend
Tommy
of my mom.
Tommy Brady. But that's what I'm thinking. It's probably somebody your mom couldn't get her. The first,
my real father.
The first D your mom took. She just couldn't let go. So, yeah, that, I would be curious. Why did you guys name me David if you were never going to call me David? And you don't care. They just said, we don't
care. I'll ask again.
But they never gave you an answer that was satisfactory?
Not really, yeah.
When you ask those, see, this is where you're different than me, and this is where I'm fascinated by you. When you ask that question, you don't get an answer you like. I don't know, leave us alone, kind of. You do. Instead of just going, no, I need to know this. This is strange to me.
We just like the name.
Yeah, but why did you call me David?
Why didn't you call me David?
Why did you? Your name is David. Why did you name me David and then call me by my middle name? You had all the, they had all the decision. Were you in a cult and then like a guy named you like Indians do?
Come on.
I think, you know, David probably came from the Bible.
Sure.
And they're like a day into it. He's never going to be like David.
You're going to slay Goliath. You are smaller than most. So they knew right off the bat you were a
failure.
The
beauty part.
Yeah. That's it. You were just, he's never going to accomplish what David accomplished.
His marble statue is not going to look.
He's a Brady. Yeah. Which there was no Bradys back in the mid-60s. Like that came out of nowhere
too. Not
too
often, no. Yeah.
Anyway, not a satisfactory answer. You need to get some answers that are like, yeah,
I'll
that makes sense.
Out.
That makes
I'll
some
ask
sense.
Again.
That adds up. I get that. Yeah, it's very strange. Because if my name was like Xavier John Holmberg, I'd be like, what was that about? And they're like, well,
we just
thought you looked more like a John. Understood. What's the Xavier significance, though? We don't know. You do, too.
Read a comic book once.
That would go on for hours.
They'll have Professor
Ed. Until they
we'll
either
eventually
have to,
tell you.
They have to, but it's not that mysterious. Your life is not that mysterious.
Right.
You know, you're not born in the underground. You're not a refugee. It doesn't
but
make
just admit,
any sense.
We were really stoned
well, yeah,
at a party
I
one
would,
time when we
I'd
found out
that.
Bunny was pregnant.
If my parents said that, I'd be like, yeah, that's
yeah, of course you'd accept that because it's believable.
Tons of sense. Or we'd already planned on naming you David Brady, and like the day after, the guy we named you after, my best friend, David Tiny Temple, I don't know, some stupid nickname, I'm sure. Yeah, brought up on charges of like raping everything. And we're like, oh, it's already down. We can't. Let's not change it. It'll look like we named it after him. We'll just call him Brady because the name David will forever remind us of my friend Tempe who raped everyone. It's weird. It is an odd thing. And my curiosity would be through the moon. I'd have to know the answer to that. Maybe they were high. What if they were just stoned to the bejesus and forgot what they named you?
drunk.
I think the middle one is Brady. I don't know. Call him whatever you want. He's the last of the three, so. Does Tom have a different first name?
No.
And Amy is?
Thomas Edward.
And Amy is Amy?
Amy Connor Bogan.
What's the Connor?
My mom's maiden name.
Oh, okay.
My grandmother's maiden name.
Do you know who anybody? What's your mom's? That's
mom's not, is Yardley.
Yardley. I was going to say it's a different one. Your mom's maiden. So it's your grandmother's maiden name. Yeah. Connor. Okay. Gotcha. Still no answer on David, but you got all the others. You got to get on this. This could be something.
Yeah,
you got to find out
not
who's. No family, no nothing. It was a dick.
On both.
It was a big swinging D that slapped Bunny in the head and she'll never forget. Rung her bell. I hit you so hard in the face with this thing. You're going to name your last born child after me. David Dickums.
You're right. I made a promise to a man years ago, Tom, that I would name our last child David.
Okay. After old Dickums?
Yes.
I need to know. I'm going to call her. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one to start off this glorious Tuesday morning and find out why Brady is David. And why David is Brady. Who is what? What are you, my friend? What are you? Give it to us and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up! 98.
Station identification.
KUPD. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.